Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let's pray the Holy Spirit for light, love, and strength. As we say the beautiful prayer of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. All God's angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As you see in the background, in the far background, you can see two images of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and then you can see the Immaculate Heart of Mary. But closest to you, you can see this beautiful image of the Sacred Heart. Very beautiful. I purposely want to talk about the Sacred Heart today because June, as I think you know, is the month of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. May is the month of Mary. October is the month of the Holy Rosary. November is the month in which we pray for the deceased. But not only is June the month of the Sacred Heart, but in 2 days, the Church is celebrating the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. So here you have the Sacred Heart of Jesus looking at you with a lot of love. Now I want you to pray for the grace to really fall in love with the Sacred Heart, because the Sacred Heart of Jesus really loves you. He has an infinite love for you. His love for you is constant, it's tender, it's compassionate, it's strong, it's unchanging. Sometimes we feel that when we make mistakes, that God is really angry at us and he really doesn't love us that much. It's not really true. God always loves us. So as you look at the Sacred Heart, I'd like to quote a couple of verses from the Bible that refer to this devotion to the Sacred Heart. Now, when the priest celebrates the Mass for the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, there are various Gospels that we can take to read and to preach upon. I'd like to give you a gospel which is taken from Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. Listen to these words and use these words as a bridge by which you're going to be connecting with the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, which is the source of love. These are the words. Come to me, all of you who are weary. Come to me, all of you are weary, tired, and I will give you rest. Find your rest in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Find your rest, your solace, your comfort, your consolation in the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. Come to me, all of you are weary, and I will give you rest. Do not rest in the things of the world, in passing pleasures, much less in sin. Find your rest right here. This is your ultimate source of rest. Come to me, all of you are weary, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am meek and humble of heart. Now if you think about a yoke was used by farmers that they would place on an oxen to be able to plow the field. And the nature of the yoke is it was heavy and it was cumbersome. That means it was uncomfortable, heavy, and cumbersome. Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What does that mean? If the nature of the yoke is heavy and it's uncomfortable and it's cumbersome, why would it be that Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light? This is the reason. He says, take my yoke upon you. The yoke that he's talking about is the cross. All of you have to carry a cross or crosses. What might be your cross? Maybe some health issue. Maybe some economic problem. Maybe some problems with a teenage son or daughter. Maybe some type of doubt that's assaulting you. Maybe you have some type of fear or worry or anxiety. Maybe it's a fear of the future. Maybe it's some neighbor that is causing you a lot of problems. We all have to carry this cross. If we carry this cross by ourselves, then the cross is too heavy. But if we are able to share this cross with Christ, then he makes it light. He makes it easy. He makes it able to support. So let's go back to those words as we look at the heart of Christ. These are the words that came from the mouth of Christ, but they came from the Sacred Heart to you and to me. Come to me, all of you who are weary. Wearied with life, tired with life. Come to me, all of you, and I will give you rest. Find your rest, resting in the heart of Christ, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. The yoke is your cross. Don't carry the cross by yourself, because the cross will crush you. The cross can make us either better or bitter. It can make us either better or bitter. If we try to carry the cross by ourselves, the cross will end up by crushing us. But if we share the cross with Christ, the cross becomes easy. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Then he goes on to say, because I am meek and humble of heart. That is the description of the heart of Christ. He's meek and he's humble. Meekness is not weakness, but it's powerful emotion under control. We all have an emotional life. And we have to control our emotional life by relying upon Christ. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. These are the words of Jesus Christ. Once again, listen to these words. Come to me, all of you are weary, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am meek and humble of heart. For you will find rest for your souls. Why? Because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So look at Christ. Look at his heart. Look at his face. Look at the thorns around his heart. Look at the fire coming out of his heart. Look at the cross on the very top of his heart. But also remember the words in which Jesus says, "Come to me, all of you." So in the midst of our sorrows, our sufferings, our struggles, our anxieties, our trials in life, we can always, and I say we can always, find our solace, our refuge, our strength, and our consolation in the most sacred heart of Jesus. So I invite all of you to share this presentation of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, share this with others. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I trust in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.